Lecture 7, Symphony No. 6, and Das Lied von der Erde.
We return to great masters, Mahler, his life, and music. This is Lecture 7, and it is entitled Symphony No. 6 and Das Lied von der Erde. Mahler composed his Symphony No. 6 during the summers of 1903 and 1904. It's come to be known as Mahler's Tragic Symphony in that it's the only one of his symphonies that ends on an extreme down note, rather than triumphantly, as ends the first, second, fifth, seventh, and eighth, or transfigured, as ends the third, fourth, and ninth. Of this sixth symphony, Mahler wrote, and now I quote, "My sixth will be asking riddles that can be solved only by a generation that has received and digested my first five," unquote. I would take this opportunity to point out that Mahler was never happier or his life more complete than he was during the summers of 1903 and 1904 when he composed this, his sixth symphony. Perhaps, like Beethoven before him, Mahler was able to grapple most effectively with genuine darkness, pessimism, and tragedy when he was actually most happy and could therefore, rather more objectively, deal with the emotional issues that might otherwise have torn him apart. However, many commentators, Alma included, ascribed the sixth tragic end to Mahler's premonition of the three events that would shatter their lives in 1907. Alma wrote this, quote, "After he had finished the first movement of the sixth, Mahler came down and said, 'I've tried to capture you in a theme. I don't know whether I've been successful. You'll have to put up with it. It is the long, sweeping second theme of the first movement of the sixth symphony,'" unquote. Let's get some music in our ears, my friends. Mahler, Symphony No. 6, Movement 1, before all the tragic stuff comes to roost, the second theme, the Alma theme. Alma continues her description of the Sixth Symphony, and I quote, "In the third movement, he described the arrhythmic playing of the two children staggering through the sand. Horrible! Those children's voices became more and more tragic, and at the end, there is one fading little voice, whimpering. In the last movement, he describes himself and his downfall, or, as he said later, the downfall of his hero, the hero who receives three blows from fate, the third of which fells him like a tree. These are Mahler's very own words," unquote. Please, let's hear the beginning of this fourth movement, and we will hear the first of these hammer blows of fate that will ultimately crush the hero of this symphony. Alma concludes her description, quote, "No other work has flowed so directly from his heart as this one. We both cried at the time. We felt so deeply what this music meant, what it forebodingly told us. The sixth is his most personal work and is also a prophetic one. In the songs on the deaths of children and in the sixth, he musically anticipated his life. Just 3 years later, he too received three blows from fate, and the third did fail him," unquote.